Wilmer Leone is a political scientist joining us from Washington, D.C. So I'm trying to really find a way to be analyzed, but I think all it does is to show the type of environment that Donald Trump was involved in prior to him being a president, things of this nature. How does this reflect on him when it comes to the American people?
Well, I think that really depends on who you ask. When you look at his approval rating, I think right now is still when you look at his disapproval rating, his disapproval rating is somewhere in the high 60s. And so you have a majority of the American people that disapprove of his behavior. There has been a core constituency, primarily of evangelicals and white males, who hover between the high 30s and low 40%. They seem now to be finding any way possible to excuse him for this despicable, disgusting behavior, even to the point where they, particularly on the evangelical side, they are engaged and at the highest levels of hypocrisy. So there is no set answer to your question. It really depends on who in this country you ask.
I'm guessing, and I haven't really plowed through Donald Trump's past, but I'm guessing that he has been in circles where there's questionable personalities, and perhaps that he may have been engaged with those questionable personalities in whatever actions. And I'm speculating right now because I don't know of the certain environments that he was in. I mean, perhaps you can shed light on this. And my question is, are we going to see more revelations and things coming out of Donald Trump's past that will have this type of nature to it, like the Stormy Daniels case?
If past is prologue, the answer to your question would have to be yes. History is telling us that there's more to come, because the type of personality that Donald Trump demonstrates is one of entitlement, is one of incredible narcissism. And when you have narcissists who believe that they are entitled, they seem to know no limits and no bounds. So I can't imagine that he would stop just with Stormy Daniels or the other woman whose name I now can't recall, who's come out, the Playboy playmate that has come out and said she had a 10-month relationship with him, especially when you go back to the audio tape of him talking about how he can just attack women anytime he wants to and almost in any manner he so chooses. So if past is prologue, the answer to your question is stay tuned. There's a whole lot more to come.
Okay, thank you for that. Wilmer Leone, political scientist there from Washington, D.C.